There are so many interesting elements in the Randy Rhoads solo to Crazy Train, it's difficult to know really which to point out as the most important. Let's start with the pull-off sequence that begins the solo. It's located by putting your hand in the seventh position and gradually moving your tapping finger up a step. That phrase involved a combination of techniques, tapping on and pulling off, as well as bending and tapping on, and finally holding the note bent while tapping on. The next phrase is far more melodic and gives a chance to breathe. And it's answered by this classic Randy Rhoads combination Aeolian mode and blues scale phrase. Now we have a series of trills which move up the neck diatonically, outlining chord shapes in the key, F sharp minor, G sharp minor, and A major. Followed by a series of aggressive bluesy riffs. And this final long, winding, ascending scalar contour, which is very standard in Randy's style. These types of phrases are really typical of the high-tech scalar approach that Randy used in many of his solos.